You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Cheeky's started as a small clothing and accessory boutique in New Plymouth. Now, the mission behind the store was simple. Jesse and Justin Roberts needed a way to financially support their kids and their family. Now, little did Jesse know what Cheeky's would become. Today, it is a multi-million dollar business that caters to the rural lifestyle all over the country and the world. And this month, you can read Jesse's incredible story in her new memoir, Backroads Boss Lady. Jesse is joining me live in studio, and she's Facebooking live too.
If you are
following Cheeky's on Facebook, she's Facebooking live. I love this.
Yeah, we do it every now and then. Every day.
So you've been in before. It was the first time when I had you in that I learned about Cheeky's, that I learned about you. And then I read your book this weekend. And first off, I have to say it is a quick read. It is funny. It is heartwarming, but it is heartbreaking all at once.
It can be at certain points.
Yeah.
We did the book signing last night at Barnes & Noble's, and I let my friend Caitlin pick which part I read.
Mm.
Not smart.
Not good.
Oh, my gosh. It was like
crying.
I literally could have had it sponsored by Kleenex. Like, it was just ridiculous. I was like a slobbering, like, yeah, it was bad.
Well,
it's hard to read your own story.
But I appreciated the raw honesty in the book because you talk about it. It's not just your childhood. And you talk about the sexual abuse that you endured as
yes.
a child. You talk about the struggle to regain custody of two of your children, which as a mom, that's when I had to put the book down for
it's
a little
tough.
While and come back it to
it. It is really tough.
And, you know, as well as the struggles with fitting in New Plymouth.
Yeah, it's not easy to fit in as a Texan into a small rural town in Idaho.
You would think it would be, though. You're from
nope.
Texas.
Well, you know, I mean, as Texans, we kind of get a bad rap for being slightly arrogant.
Big and bold.
Yeah. And, you know, small towns, I think anywhere, have a really hard time accepting new people. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely been a real challenge in New Plymouth.
And when you open Cheeky's, I mean, to be perfectly honest, and you talk about this in the book, is that Your husband, Justin, had opened a business, and then the Great Recession hit. And like so many people,
we lost it all.
You lost everything.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you have four kids.
Yeah. So a lot of people are like, what is your why for running your boutique? And I was like, food. Like,
well, right. Like, it's really simple. Got to feed my kids.
I mean, that's changed as the years have gone on. But in the beginning, like, it really was just about being able to make sure that I sold something that day so that I could take, you know, like, send the lunch money bill in at school mm-hmm. and, you know, just making ends meet, keeping the lights on. And originally, this book was meant to be a business book. I didn't feel like there was a book out there for mom and pops and for Main Street. You know, businesses.
Mm-hmm.
They're always like, they always have tons of buzzwords in them and, you know, like resources that aren't necessarily accessible to rural businesses. And so I wanted a book that they could pick it up and that day they could be like, okay, without a loan, without a supportive spouse or without, you know, anything, I can actually like make some money today. I can do something today. And you do learn some of those things in the book. But it very quickly became a different kind mm-hmm. of book. It became a memoir.
It really did. And what people should know about you, too, is that you were one of the highest performing car salespeople.
I was in the Treasure Valley.
In the Treasure Valley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you moved back to Texas. So you've had this drive and ability to be able to sell. But even the book, you talk about sell things that you actually believe in.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I really did believe when I was in the car business, I genuinely wanted to help the people in mm-hmm. front of me. And I think that they appreciated that. And that's why they purchased from me. They
right.
knew I wasn't giving the car away and that I had a kid to feed. So I was just not something they were used to experiencing. Right. And I think that was one of the reasons.
But one of the things that you did, which I thought was so fascinating, was as a car salesman, you looked at where people parked.
I did.
Because
I do that with everything. I'm super analytical over stuff like that.
But that has to help in the business world. And it has to help in the sense that, so in the book, you described this where you said the people that were more likely to buy the cars always parked in these certain parking slots.
Yeah. Impulsive people seem to always park in those same two spots. So I was like, yeah, okay. Well, anytime somebody parks there, I'm going to go talk to them because it's not as much work.
Right.
And, you know, but I also believe that it isn't just about being a salesperson. So I interview people mm-hmm. all the time. We're always looking for great relationships, employees, and things like that. And the real key is finding people who want to be successful. So, you know, like a lot of people are like, I want to get a job. I want to, you know, like, I want to do this. But like, we look, do they have hobbies? Do they enjoy other things? Are they enjoying being successful in general?
Mm-hmm.
So if they do, then they're going to enjoy being successful inside of my company or enjoy being successful in a working relationship. Same goes with your friends, you know, and your spouse and your kids. You know, like if you can help them understand the importance of feeling success,
mm-hmm.
then you can really teach them something pretty powerful. Mm-hmm. And success, you know, I mentioned it very early on in the book. Success to me isn't that big in-ground pool and, you know, like all these fancy things. I mean, my pool came from Bi-Mart.
You said Bi-Mart, right?
Yeah,
in there.
Like it came from Bi-Mart. Sometimes I get it from Costco. It just depends on what the deal
the
is
best
that
sale
summer.
Is?
Yeah. And also which vehicle we have because those things are big.
You don't have the ukulele
no,
anymore.
You got to put them in the back of the truck. But, you know, like being able to constantly work to have contentment and to have that success in your life and happiness, like those are the things mm-hmm. that matter. I mean, my kids make fun of me because the most photographed thing on my phone are the mountains. Like, they're like, you've lived here forever. Like, do you have to take like 32 pictures of
yes,
the mountains
yes,
every
I
day?
Do.
Yeah, I do because they're super cool. And also the trees because I'm not used to those either.
Yeah.
So let's get all of those in there. Go stand with the mountains in the background.
Yeah, and you'll get in the picture too.
Yeah. Well, like, I'm not even in this picture, Mom.
What I think is so then, you know, you found within – you know, when you started Cheekies, then you got the Cheekies Chicks, and then you had this whole auction site, and it just, but so much of it, it wasn't luck, and it wasn't this idea of, oh, Jessie didn't go to college, but look what she did. Oh, Jessie was a sexual
right.
abuse survivor, but
no
look
asterisks.
What she did.
Yes, yeah,
exactly.
So like, I don't want to be a person that has an asterisk next to their name. Like, she does so good for a high school dropout. She does so good for a little country girl that is in a little town of 1500. She does, no, I mean, I do good. Insert stuff, you know, like I have to like pare my language down, but I do good stuff because I'm doing good stuff. Like, and I want other women to feel that mm-hmm. way. Like that comparison stuff, I don't have time for that. Like you just can't.
And you know, in the book, you talk about your grandma and a line that she always had,
right?
Which was be pretty. And when I first read that, I thought, oh, but then.
Oh, a lot of people do. They're like, oh, this is going to be exactly.
No.
Like, they think it's going to be one thing or another.
But then you explain it. And it is this idea of.
That's the chapter I read.
You did. Oh, so, but it's about being graceful, right?
It is.
About being strong and always being graceful.
You know, I believe that. You only have so many assets,
right?
So like, why not use them? You know, like if you've got great eyes, then wear some friggin' mascara, you know, put a big smile on. Don't be afraid to actually like make yourself an attractive person. I mean, I'm plus size. I'm not, you know, like I got messy hair a lot of times, but I can still smile. I can still make sure that when you're in my presence, it's a pretty experience. It's a good experience. Mm-hmm. And I think part of being pretty is helping other people feel pretty too. One of the things I love about my sister is that even when, because she's super thin and I'm not, but anytime we go out, she's not, like she wants everybody around her to feel beautiful. Right. And like, what a great gift to be able to give someone to be confident and yet also make mm-hmm. other people feel confident too.
But even in the book, you talk about how, so we're Facebook Living right now.
We are.
And you do this every day. But what was it, 5 years it took you to actually be on camera because there was an insecurity inside yourself.
I talk about that in the book. I always chose pretty faces. I do put my husband in front of the camera a lot now, and that isn't because I don't like being in front of the camera. It's because he can't hold a camera still.
Oh, so there you go. He has to be in front of
it. Like a shake fest.
Right. Or build something because he builds
awful.
A lot of things.
Yeah. I do. He does come in and do the videos covered in dirt and stuff like that. But I feel like that's relatable. Like, I make this joke, but Justin and I are kind of the redneck blue collar version of Chip and Joanna Gaines.
That's not a bad thing to be. I want to thank you for coming in. I love talking with you.
I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely. Your new book, Backroads Boss Lady, it is available right now for pre-order.
No, it's
out. Oh,
it came out yesterday.
Oh, it came out yesterday.
And we are just a few hundred books away from hitting the New York Times bestseller. So if you're considering it, do it. I mean, we can't have more books by real people if you don't buy books by real people.
I want to thank you for coming in today. My guest, Jessie Roberts, founder and owner of Cheekies and author of the new book, Backroads Boss Lady.